Welcome to the Joe Mexico Radio Podcast. 20 minutes. We are back. And now I have talking points. Now we can actually do this thing.
Guess who just got
Thank
back
God for
today.
My piece of paper. Saved us. Saved this podcast. DJ. Haven't changed, had much 100%. To say. But man, I still this. Think them cats are great. Like the song. Yeah,
they were asking if you were around.
Yeah, it is.
You was where you could be found.
Nah, I'm not the one that picked it. This podcast.
You are the one that picked it. Don't give me that shit. I'm not self-deprecating as so good. Deprecating other people, that's the hot thing. That's what people need to be doing.
That's hot street.
What streets?
Streets of the world.
Yeah, streets of the world.
Yeah, I'm a world citizen.
Yeah, well, okay, me too, buddy. Get over it. Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to the Joe Mexico Radio, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the boys are back in town. Yeah.
Yeah, like, calm down, dude.
That was a great great song to pick.
Dude. You're being a spaz.
Huh?
You're being a spaz right now.
Am I?
Yeah.
Man.
Calm down, G.
I got talking points, though.
All right. I'm going to calm down. You're calm down.
Spam. One of them is about
Thin Lizzy?
Huh?
Thin Lizzy?
No. Maybe I should write down another one about Okay, we're still good. All right, yeah. Man. Okay, no, I'm not going to write down anything more at all.
Okay.
Yeah. Cuz I asked for like 20 minutes and we could do this, right?
Yeah.
Man, getting back on the horse.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah, calm down.
Yeah, I remember there was a long time.
What?
Excuse me. There was a. Excuse me again. There was a long time ago, like, I would see you with your belly just sticking out, sitting in that exact chair that you're sitting in.
Yeah.
The sun was just beating in on you.
That was when it was summer and it was beautiful, yeah.
Mm hmm. You sitting on your phone.
Yeah.
Just glaring at it and just absorbing
hard.
Everything that's coming in through the phone.
Breathing
like you're actually
hard,
there.
Yeah.
Breathing hard. You still breathe hard.
Yeah, I still breathe hard.
Yeah.
Thanks, sleep apnea.
I'm going to 5 seconds. Yeah, thanks. No, it's not a disease.
It is. I'm a survivor, Jack.
I'm a Bell's palsy survivor. Where's my medal?
You don't get a medal.
And of course I don't.
Because that's
a
way
medal.
Less, like, disease that people don't really recognize.
Oh, really? Yeah. People don't recognize a stroke?
It's not a stroke.
Yeah, people should recognize Bell's palsy as
Don't
a
try
stroke.
To tie it in with a stroke.
Motherfucker, if somebody has Bell's palsy, they should go to the emergency room immediately and see if they have a stroke.
You want people that have Bell's palsy? Because they're assholes.
What?
They're assholes.
Okay.
Everybody I know has ever gotten Bell's palsy was an asshole.
And then what happened? They turned around their life immediately.
No.
After that.
No, absolutely
Yes,
not.
They did. Yeah. It's true.
I don't know.
It took a couple years. It's like PTSD.
Off. No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is. For sure. They came back from the war that they fought and their face, muscles getting paralyzed. And then they came back.
Yeah. I want Conway to talk about this because he's got Bell's palsy. Conway the Machine.
Okay.
I want him to talk about it because he's got
Bell's
palsy. Oh,
he probably has that permanent Bell's palsy then.
Yeah, he got shot in the face.
It's not Bell's palsy.
I guess it was. That's what he said. I don't know. I don't know anything about Bell's palsy other than
like
it's
this?
Not for survival.
Did he sound like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he has Bell's palsy. I went through that. I suffered.
Yeah, and no, you didn't suffer, Jack. You had fun with it.
Anyways, back to the talking points here. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, all right. Why does your podcast suck, and why doesn't mine?
Well, your podcast sucks, too, but my podcast sucks because my heart isn't into it.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. That's good. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Oh, so you're going to do it like this. You're going to do shittily like I did my podcast.
No, not at all.
Oh, it sounds like you're doing the same thing I did, except really just as
Are
shitty.
You looking at the fucking meter again? God
no,
damn it.
Just keep going.
I will keep on going. Don't fucking tell me how to run my goddamn podcast. I didn't fucking tell you how to run your goddamn podcast. And
Because you can't tell shit from shit,
I'm a goddamn survivor, bitch.
No, you're not.
You don't fucking talk to me like that.
You didn't survive anything.
I survived a possibly...
What, 9/11?
Huh?
You survived 9/11.
That was good. Yeah, well, I can't bite that one. I died in them towers that day when I was working in that factory.
You weren't working in a factory. You were skipping school.
I was skipping school. I died in them towers when I woke up.
At your house, and I showed up because there wasn't nothing to do. We went to Main Street and bought Jay-Z's The Blueprint.
That's I woke up early, and I called my mother to tell her that I felt sick, and I stayed home from school. Mm-hmm. I died in them towers.
Yeah, we sat around your fucking living room, and I was pissed because there was nothing else on TV except shit about 9/11.
What else should there be?
I don't. At that moment in time, I was a kid, so I wanted to watch fucking music videos.
This is why your podcast sucks. This is great. Keep on going.
Well, no, I just wanted to watch music videos.
Yeah, I know. That's a dying art form. Except if you actually look up the songs now, mm-hmm. like the music videos are fucking awesome.
They were better.
Some of them.
Well, they used to be really great back then because anything they also had $1 million budgets.
Is garbage.
Yeah. Well, they used to have $1 million budgets.
And that's not even, I'm not even biting, what's his face? Quincy Jones. Or I think that was Quincy Jones, right?
I don't know. I know he said a lot of other things about like famous people being homos, but I don't know anything else, what else he was doing.
That's the one thing that you focused in
on. Because that's what I read. I was just him calling out people about being homos, and I was like, oh, that's funny.
I read the full thing. It was awesome. It was wasn't as bad as like everybody made it seem.
It never is.
But also, here, this is why my podcast doesn't suck, because this isn't let's review
Quincy Jones articles
that we've read. So,
yeah,
moving on.
I don't read a lot.
Who do you think you are, and why do you think you can get away with it? Huh? Constantly. Like, it just
who do I think I am?
Me. Yeah.
I think I am poor white trash.
Absolutely. I mean, I saw you walk into my house. You literally walked into my house. And I was in the bathroom. You opened up my fridge, and that's what I came out to.
Yeah.
I was home for less than 1 minute. You can hold your breath right now, folks. Next time that you get home, anytime that anybody gets home, just go ahead and hold your breath as soon as you walk in the door, and then just imagine some...
Large man.
Huh?
Large man.
That you're dressed like a homeless person today.
Yeah, you said I was homeless. I look weird
I thought
today.
You were for a second. Like you're
full shit.
You're lucky that I wasn't strapped up. Or whatever the
you got the gun pole slinging. On you got the stick, Jack.
The thunder stick?
You got the stick.
Are you pulling out the pole? Native American terms?
No.
Oh, he had thunder stick.
No, motherfuckers say they got, you got the stick on you. You got the stick, you got the pole. But that's not what we're talking about, Jack. Only thing that was different is that I had my hat over my hoodie. That was it.
And you got holes in your jeans.
Yeah, well, this was from my crackhead outfit for Halloween.
You look like a Rocky wannabe.
I feel like it.
You look like a guy that's watched Rocky too many times, like, I can do it, and then just kind of gave up.
It doesn't really sound... It would... I never felt that way.
You wanted
but
to be
it
a
looks
boxer?
That way because... I walk home from work, and that's about 5 miles a day. I'm trying to get my fitness on. And, I look the part. I look like the guy that, like, I look like I'm a fucking character from 8 Mile.
Okay,
I get
well, what's the second part of the question?
Why do I think I can get away with it?
Yes.
Because who's going to fucking stop me? This is America, baby.
Probably yourself, eventually.
Well, I'll stop myself, yeah, but nobody else will.
Yeah. Okay. All right. God bless, like, shiny windows so you can see yourself.
So I don't feel bad about how I look. It's all whatever.
It's probably cool looking like that nowadays.
I guess. I feel like it might be.
You always fucking call me the ultra hipster.
You are. No. Proto hipster. Not ultra hipster. Proto hipster.
Not. Okay. Fair enough. What does proto mean?
Like, before. Proto is like the blueprint to something. So you are like pro hipster. You are like the guy that does hipster shit before hipsters.
Did you ever use that as like a pickup line? Like, look, I'm proto fucking you.
No, but I should now that I think, now that you've introduced this to me, this will definitely be my thing I'll be saying in lacrosse this weekend.
So I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to you. I'm going to use it this weekend when I'm in lacrosse for St. Paddy's Day around all those retarded college kids that fall into the river.
Talking about my city. my son. My son pointed out, like, yeah, well, that's not the, yeah, it's a sport too. Obviously, you're not going to be playing the sport. Obviously, ever. Any sport.
Who, me?
Ever again. Yeah.
Well, I'll push a skateboard, but that's not a sport.
Why not?
Skateboarding's not a sport.
I think it should be.
I don't think it should
Snowboarding's a sport.
I think it's... Well,
you get a gold medal
for
it. Is there
a culture for it? Like, skateboarding has a very specific culture. You can't deny that.
Yeah, for sure. For snowboarding?
Skateboarding. Yeah. I don't know if snowboarding does. I don't know enough snowboarders. Yes. Like, skiers. You know better. Yeah.
I know better. Okay. All right. Fine. I do.
But, like, you know, I don't, because you snowboarded and all that shit before. I've never done that shit. I don't live around, you know, I don't have snowboard money. I don't know.
I don't even know what that means.
You had a snowboard when you were a kid. That's all I'm saying. I didn't have a snowboard. I didn't know anything about snowboarding.
I have a snowboard when I'm an adult.
You still got it?
I do.
That was a nice snowboard. What was it, a Forum?
K2.
K2. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good company.
Yeah. I think. I don't know. It's probably all brittle right now. Either way,
it's been sitting around for a while.
It's like a plank. Yeah. It's probably kindling at this point for the fire.
Anyways, I wouldn't want to burn that. It's fiberglass.
Huh?
Wouldn't want to burn that. It's fiberglass.
Why? What's going to happen?
Just would fucking stink bad. Maybe you get a headache.
If I'm, smoking it? I'm not going to
smoke. Burning it, motherfucker. You're going to get the smoke.
Somebody had to fucking start up with bath salts at one time. Let's smoke bath salts.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll smoke snowboards.
I'm not saying you're going to smoke snowboards, but you're going to burn it and it's going to stink.
What if you smoke fucking snowboards and then, man.
It's not ribs, Jack.
Huh?
They're not ribs.
Smoke it in a pipe.
Like a crackhead type thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I might do something. I don't know. I'm not willing to
They
find
do.
Out.
Hey, the name of the brand is K2, bitch.
Indeed.
So you never know. There's some secret in there.
I heard about somebody getting, they went to Japan and got slipped K2 instead of weed when they tried to buy it.
It probably works.
No, they got a headache and they threw up everywhere.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, they were like, it was terrible.
And if it's in Japan, I imagine them, like, spinning in a circle, like, projectile vomiting, like,
with, like, strobe lights and flashing anime everywhere? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Kind of crunched down a little bit and, like, fucking just, yeah.
Well, the laws out there are strict. If you get caught with weed in Japan, you're fucked.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's not like America. I would get caught in North Dakota with weed before I get caught in Japan with weed.
It's just a misdemeanor here. Yeah. Well, a couple of states, it's legal.
Well, it's decriminalized in Racine.
Oh, here we go with the super political fucking podcast again. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, I thought that's what we were going for.
No, that's... Okay, all right, fine. Let's go for that shit.
All right, whatever.
Let's see. Okay, here's one of the ones that I crossed out.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What?
All right, yeah.
Oh, do you want me to ask it? Fine, I won't. I'll skip over it. I'll go to the next one.
Well, ask whatever you want to ask, Jack.
I don't have to. And this is... Okay, see, I'm fucking up my podcast here. It's not an interview. I'm not interviewing you. You look like you're... Get your fucking nose off the mic.
Well, what are you doing? Because you're talking. You're not talking about anything, mm-mm. Jack. Talk. Talk about something.
I will talk and talk about a whole bunch of shit. You want me to talk about a bunch of shit? That's fine.
Okay.
Fucking, I'm gonna...
Oh, what are you doing? Use the question.
I'm done with the fucking
talking. I like the question.
No, you didn't like the question.
I did, but you were taking too long
to
ask
fucking
them.
Ask it. Huh?
You're taking too long to ask.
Well, you acting like this. Hey.
You fucking guy, man.
You fucking grew up in the scene. Don't talk like that.
What do you mean?
Be yourself.
Says the guy that's talking like Bill Burr for fucking a year and a half.
I'm not a fucking Bill Burr.
You talk like Bill Burr for a year and a half. I don't hear that shit.
Have you met my sister before?
Yeah. Of course I've met your sister. I've known all you guys since fourth grade. Yeah.
Duh. Fuck. Jack. Yeah, that's how she talks.
I don't not talk like that.
Yeah. No, I know you don't talk like that.
I don't talk like that.
I don't talk like that. Yeah,
I don't talk like that either.
You talk like fucking Bad Barbay or whatever the fuck her name is.
No, definitely do not talk absolutely. Like that fucking broad.
Absolutely.
I definitely don't.
Imagine if I fucking listened to too much Dr. Phil. Maybe I would turn into Dr. Phil.
Jack, I don't want you listening to too much of anything because you turn into him.
I love turning into things.
You were TJ. Bill Burr, and then you were trying to do the Rick and Morty thing. Then you tried the Rick and Morty thing, and I was not letting
that fucking
fly. I
don't not try the Rick and Morty
you
thing.
You do try it.
If I have too many beers, I do accidentally sound like
Rick. Oh, accidentally, my ass.
Because I say, hey, Rick. Or no, what's
hey, Morty. Shut up, Morty.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do that little damn fucking no.
Can't help that.
I don't give a shit. I don't give you shit. I got an affliction on my
voice. I can't have.
Jack, if you had it your way,
I can't help.
I would talk fucking
my
flat.
Knee hurts. I can't help having Bell's palsy. Okay? I went through that.
Can't help being an asshole.
Yes, I can. And I have been.
You don't.
Yeah, see? Right, that's it. Yep. That's a fucking end of. You can't even defend against that shit.
Nah, I'll give it to you because you've been trying.
Absolutely. That's why I threw away that fucking wrong. Talking point.
Why did you get rid of the talking points? I like the talking points.
You want me to unravel
them? Yeah, unravel the talking points.
Fuck
dude.
Off.
This is the asshole.
I'm not
returning.
Fucking unraveling that shit. What? No, you crossed the border.
Oh, I
I'm
crossed
the
it.
Asshole.
No, you were trying to get rid of it.
Fuck
you didn't
off.
Want to get rid of it, and you wanted to blame it on me.
Let's see if
that
I can
had talking
bring it off.
Points on your podcast.
Look, excuse me. This is why your podcast sucks and mine rules. Anyways, let's go back.
You wanted this to happen so bad. You wanted
no,
to
no,
a shitty
no,
podcast.
No, no.
So you can be like, I got a way better
you
podcast
know.
Than you.
Do you want, huh?
This is what you wanted. You just wanted to be like, I got a way better podcast
oh.
than you.
Man, well, since we're on the roll.
Oh, see, Jack wanted to explore
if
this.
If I can get everything
Jack,
that I can get.
Jack did one. So
yeah, any
the
second
face.
Now, I'm just going to go ahead and just, yeah.
Is Blinded by a Light really playing right now? I hope it's not recording right now.
No, it's not recording right now. Do you want it to be a recording?
No, that's a good song. Revved up like a deuce or another runner in the night.
Yeah.
Jack, don't introduce it in. What are you doing?
This podcast is going no, it's not. It's Blinded by the Light, baby.
This is why we're talking.
Sing along. You want to know why? You want to know why you don't have headphones on?
You're the master of this podcast.
Oh, yeah, because your podcast sucks. And mine rules.
Oh, it does.
Would you like to try these on?
No, I'm okay. Okay, you keep your fucking shitty headphones, your goddamn PGA Tour
them
headphones.
Them are fucking. Excuse me. Excuse me. They're not mine.
Here we go. He goes up for another putt. And he has a birdie.
Mm. No, I would say more. It's an eagle.
It's Jack, like you ain't getting an eagle on this podcast ever.
No, you don't like eagles because you don't like America. So
I don't.
You like birdies, like turkey.
Then yeah, they're just, delicious. Huh? Chicken, delicious.
No, I was talking. About
I'm trying
country.
To. I'm talking about birds I can eat. I don't give a fuck about any other bird.
They're
songbirds. Songbirds are nice.
I don't know, dude.
Pigeons are cool.
Would you
I eat one though?
I don't know. Do penguins make a noise? You can't
yeah,
eat penguins.
Yeah, they do. Definitely.
Penguins are inedible.
Penguins, yeah. This from what I've learned from you, they are inedible.
Fuck, dude. I kind of want to put this, like, listen
just put
to this
the
shit in the
PGA
back.
Tour. Thing. You really want to hear Blinded by the Light in the background while you talk.
Well, I can't. Well, no, because it's going to show up on the fucking podcast. Thanks for ruining everything. Yeah, you're not a son of a bitch.
My mom's a good fucking person.
Hey.
My mom's a good person.
Congratulations.
Why, are you salty about it?
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I love Anne. Shout out to Anne. I love Anne.
Yeah, man. Why can't I enjoy my mother? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You guys didn't get to see that, but yeah.
Hey, bitch. Calm it down.
You the one threw away the talking points, you cocksucker.
You want me to unravel them?
Yeah, man. I want you to unravel the talking points.
All right. Off the top of my head. Once back again at it. Mm-hmm. I think we're over the 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine. We're talking.
You think they talk politics in prison?
Do they talk freedom, motherfucker? Yeah.
Do they?
Yes. Absolutely. You don't think that that's a talking point in prison?
If you get a guy with, like, the mega hat on, 60-year-old dude in, a, like, a three-piece suit next to a blue and green and purple-haired chick with, like, that... What is this thing called?
Septum.
A septum ring?
Septum piercing, yeah.
Septum?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, she just kind of stinks. Like, literally smells.
Yeah, I get you.
You know, because she air dries her period.
Oh, what do they call it? What do they call it? Free bleed?
Yeah.
Something like that, like free bleed or something either like way. That? Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. Fishnet gut hanging out and stuff like that. It's really hard to explain like a... All right, let me ask you this then. What is the most... stereotypical, like, ultra right wing versus the ultra left wing. I want to hear this picture in your head that pops up right
away.
Oh,
God, yeah. I can do that easy.
You can nail it?
Oh, yeah. Ultra right wing. Khakis.
Khakis are good. Doc, the what's the ones that...
Pleated?
Like, pleated.
Pleated.
Which you told me. I didn't know what pleated pants were.
I had to explain pleated pants to you.
With the little crease.
Yeah, with the little folded crease. Yeah.
It's only like a fucking stitch. Yeah. I don't know why they... Why do they do that?
I don't know. That's an older thing. I don't... Like younger dudes. I'm thinking about a young dude.
A young conservative.
A young WASP.
Explain WASP, please.
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Explain
white.
White
Anglo-Saxon Protestant. man.
No, Anglo?
Anglo-Saxon, yeah. So he's a white guy that is not Catholic at all.
Ooh. Oh.
No, right. Catholicism is not a part of that.
No?
Other than the one, it was the one chick that they were all giving shit. She folded her legs up and took her shoes off in the Oval Office.
The fucking, huh?
The chick. The chick that, for Trump, with Trump, that she like folded her legs up and was like sitting...
Dusty. Oh, my buddy. What's her name? Yeah, my buddy was calling her Dusty Storm.
She's a... like the... I get it now, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was Dusty. No, not Dusty.
Because there's Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels.
Dude, that's the porn star.
Yeah.
That's the one that fucked Trump.
Yeah. And then I was saying, like... Yeah, man, that's a really sexy name, like Dusty Storm.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than that.
So she would be Dusty Storm.
It's so hot. It's like, yeah, her pubes look like tumbleweeds. Yeah, that's just
dry
great.
And stickish.
Yeah. Nothing turns me on better than a Dusty Storm.
Oh, it's like something in the desert.
Yeah. Even Stormy, that's not a good...
Stormy Daniels. You know, I remember her from she was in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Was she really?
Yeah. In his jerking off scene, they gave him like a mixtape of like the best porn ever because he never jerked off before.
Oh, wow.
And she showed up.
Oh.
Yeah, it was weird. But I would say for...
Go on, continue.
For conservative.
With this,
yeah, no, I was going there.
Yeah.
Right. So for young conservative, imagine...
Why would you even bring up the porn star thing?
That's funny because it's funny. Okay. It's true, too.
The porn stars have... Okay, all right, go ahead.
I ain't denying it, but they're trying to hush money. Whatever.
I would say, like, the... Yeah, go ahead.
But,
go ahead.
So, I would imagine for a young conservative, from what I imagine is a guy in khakis.
Not pleated.
Pleated, not pleated at all. Just, and they're a little rolled up. And
at the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay. You got to paint a picture with
the
words, man.
Oh, yeah. They're a little rolled. Some kind of loafer. Some kind of dock shoe.
Dock shoe?
Dock shoe, for sure.
Okay.
Maybe with no say. No
like,
socks.
How many, what, eyelets? Yeah, is what they maybe, call in the shoes.
Maybe two, three. You
know, yeah. Socks. Very plain looking
Very
shoe.
Very plain looking shoe.
What color?
Probably oxblood.
Red.
Like a, no, it's not red. It's like a reddish brown. Oxblood?
Maroon?
No, it's not maroon. But anyways, oxblood. Maybe a brown. Like a nice tan leather.
Leather. Okay, a leather dock shoe. I like where you're going with that.
Leather dock shoe. It's leather, for sure. They'd have a white button down. Probably polo. Ralph Lauren.
Yep.
Sleeves rolled up. A MAGA hat on.
Yeah, okay. yeah.
Large teeth.
Okay, like British.
In a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yelling.
Angry. Slick back
taking
hair.
Their hat off.
What's the hair look like?
Oh, that's what I was getting to. Taking their hat off, slicking their hair back. They have the comb over. For sure, fuckboy haircut for white dudes.
I don't know what that is.
A fuckboy?
No, I mean the fuckboy haircut.
It's that, the comb over. It's the comb over.
It's that comb over?
You know, the part and the comb over. You know, like the part. Whew. Like, you know, like fucking Leave It to Beaver.
Okay.
Okay, what the fuck do you mean, okay?
That was pretty fucking popular, like, not that long ago. That movie with the tank with Brad Pitt came out, and that's like
fuckboy haircuts. What's that? It's a white dude fuckboy haircuts. Not black boy or Mexican boy. Well, Mexican boys do it too now. But yeah, it's a fuckboy haircut for people with straight hair. You know.
Yeah, you know.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know. Because I encounter these people on a daily basis.
You should. I don't know how.
Absolutely.
You don't. I don't know how you fucking don't. They have that haircut, yelling, large teeth.
large teeth. Can't be small.
Sad.
What about like the person next to him? Probably smaller teeth, right?
No.
Sure thing, boss.
Short, fat, gets made fun of a lot by the group.
Describing the fucking guy Lackey? From Beauty and Beast? Beauty and the Beast?
No, just, I
what
don't
is
know.
His name? Gustavo? Is and he? Fucking, and
oh, he had mini? A little lackey. Yeah, I forgot he did have a lackey.
Okay, is that what you think Republicans are?
Yeah, because there's always a, like, you know, no, because it's like,
the right wing?
Yeah,
the
well, yeah, for like, right like super far right wing, like.
In America.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
yeah,
is
yeah.
different.
Well, it's very different, very different.
Yeah.
But like in America, like, there's always like, with a right wing, there's always a lackey. There's always a lackey. There's always some guy that gets made fun of by everybody else, and he just goes with everything, and he's like, but he goes farther than the rest of them.
Damn,
because
dude.
He's trying to prove a point all the time.
Not thinking about this. Like and Mike Pence does have kind of like small teeth. Now
he might be a lackey. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because like the other
he's
guy.
He's not a fucking lackey.
Because the other dude. Well, the other dude.
Yeah, he's kind of a lackey because he's the vice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because like the other guy, like he'll say shit. Like he has like his conservative point of views or whatever, whatever. But the other guy, the lackey, he'll go far. He'll drop the M-bomb. He'll fucking say a bunch of racial shit, like wild shit.
Oh, you're going on the far right? Okay, all right.
Like, this is the lackey. The lackey yeah. will go farther because
he's
oh,
yeah,
to
he'll
point.
Be like,
yeah.
yeah, get all you N-bombs out
yeah,
of here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, he'll go farther, yeah. like, next, you know what I mean? Like, so, he might hear those guys say it, like, in private amongst each other, like, as a joke. Like, oh, yeah, you know, joking. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah. Like, not saying yeah. anything, but this is, like, far. I'm saying this is, like, not... Far right.
You're
I'm
painting
a
very big picture here. Yeah, okay.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, lackey will go hard. Let's go to the left side.
Thank you for... Yeah, go ahead.
Left side.
Mm-hmm.
Left side. White person.
It's a white person.
Listen. Yeah, for
sure.
It's
a white person.
For sure.
On the left side.
For sure.
Yeah.
For fucking sure.
How?
They're white people on both sides.
How?
That's why you can't trust them.
Okay. All right, just... All right. Now, I want to mediate here, Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask a couple of questions right in the middle. Mm-hmm. Okay. How good is their tan?
On the right and left?
Yeah.
Right's got a far better tan than the left, which is weirdly. Which is weird.
Okay.
Which is weird.
All
right. Now think about it. That's real weird, but the right definitely has a far better. They have a base tan all year.
I agree. Anyways, I'll leave these questions after you quickly get over describing what the stereotypical far left in your mind is.
But you gotta let me. You gotta let me expand. So
yeah. Well, let's unbox this.
We're talking about lefty.
Yeah.
On the far left.
Can you use your fucking NPR voice?
When we're talking about the people on the left. We're talking about a white person that grew up outside of the city,
mm-hmm.
Felt excluded from their far-right upbringing, surrounded by all those MAGA people.
Yeah.
Wanted to separate, felt that it was wrong, moved to the city like a Brooklyn, or more even a River West, where they discover people that are like-minded, who are also not from the city and didn't grow up with black people or white people or anybody else other than fucking crackers. So they join in with these fucking group. They dye their hair. They might dye their hair a couple of wild colors, do stupid fucking haircuts. Talk about helping black people out. Might even actually do a couple things within the black community, but hang out with 2.5% black people.
Why is it black people?
Because that's what they usually, you know, that's what I feel like a lot of those people like focus on. Like I never hear a lot of those people like talk about Hispanic communities or Asian communities.
Holy whether fuck. It's South Dude, Asian. I already introduced the show. Welcome to the Joe Mexico Super Political Show again.
Yeah, well, you wanted me to describe this. I'm going to tell you.
Amen.
Because
brother.
A lot of these dudes, a lot of these people I know, they don't go fucking around. They don't go fucking helping the Hispanic community or the Native American community. Listen. They don't fuck with the Native American community. They don't fuck with the South Asian community. They don't fuck with the East Asian community. And they fuck with the black community. But not even in like a good way where they fuck with the black community. Like they're in it and they fuck with black people. No, they go there, they do a little bunch of bullshit, give a bunch of fucking cans of food out, or whatever the fuck they feel like they're helping out with, like, and then they dip. You don't kick it with no fucking black people, you don't kick it with no Hispanic people, you don't kick it with anybody. You have like maybe one, maybe two fucking friends, so you got like 2.5 fucking percent of your fucking friends are black or Hispanic or
yeah,
Asian.
Man.
But
yep.
You know,
yeah.
But you know fuck that. All, you know fuck all about fucking, man. I was like, I'm going to tell you right now, I got a gang of motherfucking friends that are black, gang of motherfucking friends that are Hispanic. I don't have too many Asian friends. Racine doesn't have a lot of Asian fucking community, but you don't fuck with them.
I got a bunch of Asian buddies,
but they don't fuck with them. But they don't fuck with the community as a whole. You don't go to cookouts. You don't fucking kick it with these people. You don't chop it up. You don't see what the really was going on in the community. You do a little bunch of dumb shit, and you think that you're fucking helping somebody. You can go off and fucking use it as a badge. Not as actual, you fucking did something for somebody. You didn't do anything for anybody.
Absolutely.
You didn't find out anything. You're just trying to get a badge so you can look good in front of other people.
Yeah.
That's that fuck shit.
All right, so like, I took my kid to a restaurant. I'm not gonna name drop.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, right? And the service was absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
Right. And the diversity behind the counter was fine. Like, it was very diverse. Like,
yeah.
There was a, I don't know, there was like a rainbow of color. I don't even know.
Bunch of different type of folk, yeah, right?
Yeah, for sure. Right. Yeah. But it was horrible and shit like that. And, I always tell my kid, like, dude, like, don't, oh, man, oh, I'm balling this up here. Okay. if you want to classify somebody by something, Like the group identity kind of bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Group.
You
group,
judge group. Them on the individualism.
What, what were you talking about? Like group individual or group politics?
Group identity is bullshit.
Yeah.
You don't ever do that.
Yeah.
Anybody. Anybody.
Yeah.
Because the group suffers and then the.
The individuals suffer more than a group doesn't
the
suffer.
Group does the group never doesn't suffers. Suffer.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
right.
It's depending because there's like negative.
Right.
That when it comes to negatives, yeah. Mm. Obviously, Jewish people.
Yeah.
Blacks.
But ask anybody, ask any individual on how many people, like, hey, look, I'm like, hey, white guy, how many white people do you hate? Well, they would probably say a whole bunch of shit like that. I'm fucking losing this.
Like,
here.
You say for, like, white people that, like, don't like other white people or, like, whatever?
Oh, dude, I have a whole bunch of white people that I fucking despise. Like, I can't
we
get along
about,
with them.
We were talking about
like
that earlier. Cause we're
but, okay, so then here's the thing, yeah. Too. I do not like some black people. And it's not because they're fucking black.
No.
It's not because they're fucking dislike, Mexican or anything yeah. like that. It's because of who they fucking are. And second chances, buddy, and you fucked it up. And maybe a third chance, because maybe redemption, and you fucked it up again. I don't give a fuck what skin color you
like,
are. If you fuck that shit up, I'm going to...
That's what I'm saying.
You're done.
Like, and it, you know what's fucked up is I feel
if
like...
If that's racism, then let it be.
You know what I feel is fucked up, though, is like that conversation has to come up. Like people feel like they have to explain that because that's pretty...
I think it's,
pretty
being talked about
but like,
more now than ever.
Why, you know, I mean, honestly, like, honestly, too, like, you know, when they talk about, like, the thing with, like, black and black crime, you're only going to commit crime around the people that you're around. The same thing with whites, like, of course, I'm gonna hate more white people than I hate anybody else because I deal with more white people. You know what I mean?
If like, it's black if and black crime, then it's usually probably because it's in a black neighborhood.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like that's what I'm saying. Like, anything you deal with, like,
no black guy fucking drives out to North Dakota and finds
right.
one other black guy
to do it to. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm not fucking going out to fucking the middle of Somalia yeah. to find that one fucking
white
guy
that you don't like, you know, to fuck up.
And target him down and fucking be like, hey, bro.
I'm robbing you right now.
Like, hey, you're stuck, man.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, so
which
like,
I'd be kind of fucking afraid from because maybe he even has like a couple of friends there. That might fucking kick my ass.
That's what.
Then,
shut up.
I'm serious, dude.
But I know. But you know, that's what I was saying about the army meal situation in America. When I was like saying like
the like, what
the army meal,
army meal,
the army meal. You know when like an army when the army they don't their food don't touch like a military meal. You don't your food don't touch. Like you have different foods, but none of them touch. And that's how I, like when I would like when I describe America, it's like. Not necessarily a melting pot, but it's like a plate, a big plate, and it's full of all these different things, but none of them touch. And maybe sometimes they might bleed into each other, but it's rare, and it's not a lot. So it's like me and you, we deal with other people that aren't our race, that aren't an ethnicity.
Everybody deals with somebody that's not
But, like,
race.
We deal with them on a level, like, that's our people, we fuck with them. You know what I mean? Like, not dealing with them like you just deal with them, like, oh, I gotta deal with them. But, like, we deal with these people because those are our people. Like, you know, Bupesh, fucking anybody, Raymond, anybody. Like, these are our friends.
Wait, are you talking about the one gas station guy and one Raymond?
But I'm just saying, like, random people. Like, these are people that we're cool with and we fuck with that, like.
I could take up quite a bit of time of naming off names.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying off top. So we're talking about a Nepalese dude and mixed dude and different. But, like, there's, I got a million.
The Nepalese dude told me specifically, don't go to the certain places in Southeast Asia where I was kind of curious about.
He's wild because Buddhist.
He's not wild because.
It's wild because, like, Buddhist people, like, for all the people they are. I know, but I'm saying, like, it's just wild. I know, but it's just like
from
I know.
So it's not. Okay. All right.
It's just wild. Like, regardless, like, what I'm saying, like, is like, we deal with all these different
things. There are certain places that I can't go in the world.
Anybody.
No, not anybody.
Anybody.
What?
There's different places black folks can't go. There's different places that Mexican folks can't go. There's different places everybody. You can't. There's certain places you shouldn't go. Not saying you can't go. You shouldn't go. You're taking a chance. You're taking a risk every time. But that's just everybody. There's not a person. There's not an ethnicity on this planet.
Welcome
that gets
back
a free pass to walk through anywhere.
White people talking about politics and.
Yeah, but in this fairness, like white people, we get a lot of free passes.
Diversity.
A lot of places, but what I'm saying, like what I'm saying is like
NPR. If you're listening,
oh god, this ain't fucking NPR at all.
I'm going to go ahead and accept the application.
Oh my Jesus!
Please just.
But what I'm saying is,
what I'm saying,
dealing with other people is what makes you better. Learning, understanding. Like certain somebody,
absolutely.
Dude. A certain somebody.
I couldn't fucking agree with you 100. Well, I couldn't agree with you more.
I said like, all right. So a certain somebody I know, his family in law, they're white. They're like super white, super white. Like, and they were like,
closed. I like him already.
But listen, shut the fuck up. They're like closed off from the rest of the world. And they're like, I don't understand black people. Like, I don't understand their culture. I don't understand all that. And that shit blows my fucking mind. And it's like, well, why do they act this way? What the fuck do you mean why do they act this way? That's their culture. You know, whatever you... So you look at their culture, you're not understanding who they are. Like, that they have a different culture. They act different and their reactions are different. You look at it like it's wrong. And the way they're acting is wrong. They're not hurting anybody, but you still think it's wrong. That shit's crazy as fuck to me. It's just like, if they're not hurting anybody, anybody's like not hurting nobody and just being with it, that's their culture.
Okay, all right. Enough of this shit.
That's what I'm saying. It's an army meal. It's an army meal. Yeah, it's not mixed.
Oh, man. All right, fine. Fair enough. Look.
Well, it might taste like shit if it all mixed.
Huh?
So, let's just all fucking get there.
Might
everybody
taste
tries
like shit.
Yeah, dude, you mix everything.
I walked
together,
away.
It might taste
I
like
went
shit.
And grabbed beers.
I'm saying like the army meal. If you mix it all together, it might taste like shit.
Well, I thought you were talking about races.
I think everybody.
I thought you were talking about.
I think everybody should go through and try and learn something, man.
Yeah, and if you don't, that's fine too.
That's okay. Your fault.
No, it's not a fault.
If you don't learn nothing, then you're not trying to.
Okay.
You're not trying to open yourself up to experience.
Well, that's true, too.
You know what I mean? You're just like, fuck
where's
it.
My talking points fucking crumpled up fucking thing?
I don't feel bad for you, motherfucker. You could have had them. And
you're so angry.
Them.
This is why your podcast sucks.
My podcast does not suck.
Oh, yeah. After a fucking 20-minute rant about race. Wonderful. Moving on.
What the fuck? This is what you wanted, Jack.
Nope. I want your blood pressure straight through the roof.
Yeah, you're trying to kill me.
I'm
slowly
not.
But surely.
Why are you fucking praying down to the microphone? Because
you're trying to kill me with my head.
I'm not trying to kill you. I am not.
Not out for my blood pressure being raised.
If I try to kill you, I would probably do it slowly.
Exactly. This is what you're doing right now.
No.
Trying to kill me slowly.
You're wrong. You're wrong on that.
Okay.
Well.
Dude, that shit could have got. I just imagine, like, Jack, you could sit here and do edit wonders to what I just said and turn me into the biggest racist on the planet.
Not gonna happen, buddy.
That's good. As long as you don't play boss.
Anyways, back to it. Jordy Nelson on the same day.
Craig Mack.
That was yesterday, bitch. Don't fucking.
Doesn't matter. We
don't
lost
fuck
him.
That up. Huh?
We lost him. Just yesterday. We're gonna lose that brand new flavor in your ear. It's gone.
Big old.
Sucks.
Actually, he fucking. He was pretty young when he did that shit.
He's 46 when he died.
Yeah, man.
He's a young guy, man.
That's pretty fucking young.
That's
what happened to him.
Heart failure.
Ah, that sucks.
It's really shitty.
I was like hearing like, oh, terrible jetsy ski accident.
Yeah, like I would have felt better about that. Like, oh, he just made a bad decision. Like, yeah. No, he just fucking died because it was shitty.
Yeah. Or the fucking.
He didn't have health care.
He shot a bow and arrow and it fucking bounced back.
He shot one straight through his eye. He was drunk and he shot a bow and arrow in the air trying to see the gambit.
Yeah.
And he fucking died.
He was trying to kill the sun.
No, no.
And it just came right back down.
He dies of heart failure from smoking or drinking and not taking care of yourself.
What's the coolest way to die, TJ?
In your sleep when you're old.
Woo.
That's the coolest way for me.
That's what Theodore Roosevelt, his vice president, said, like, yep, the fucking death could only sneak up on Theodore Roosevelt in his sleep, because if he was awake,
yeah,
he would have put
already.
Up a fight.
Bully.
Yeah, bully with his spectacles and shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. 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 You want any more music in your fucking headphones?
Yeah, man, put another jam on.
There you go.
I feel like I hate Bad Company for that song. This song sucks.
Does it?
Yeah.
You want another jam, so there you go.
And
all the people that are gonna go ahead and listen to this whole entire podcast are going to have to listen to that in the background a little bit, and listen to you shittily singing.
Oh man, you could have put on like Stones for me or something, man.
Man, fuck your Stones.
Why? Stones are good. That's a good band, man.
I feel better behind the mic now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got it out your system?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Very big. I was very nervous about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should have unraveled these talking points.
Oh, so we're going to go back to the talking points?
Yeah, we should go back to the talking points.
Let's go back to the talking points, Jack, without your taxes.
Going to talk
are you
taxes?
Fuck, are you gonna rap? No, I don't want to talk fucking taxes. I owe money. I don't want to talk about it. Right. Because I accidentally claimed five all year.
Who accidentally claimed five?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know how.
Let's get this on the record.
Why?
Why not?
I don't know how it happened.
What do you get to hide?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. It ended up claiming five, and I got to pay $1,600 in taxes back.
Hey, man, it's just the way it goes, man.
You
need to drive the roads. And, plus, you should throw a couple more bucks in there, too.
No, I shouldn't.
Why?
Because I don't have them.
Why not? Can you just...
Because I'm poor?
Because
I didn't make good life decisions? What the fuck?
Damn, dude.
I mean,
if I had to pay, like, taxes on my chickens and shit like that, I'd be pissed.
What chickens do you have, Jack?
Not yet, TJ.
You're not getting chickens, Jack.
Eventually.
You're having a hard enough time raising your kid. You're not raising any chickens.
My kid's fucking fantastic. I love my kid.
Yeah, not because of you.
This is one. I will fucking argue the shit out of that motherfucker.
His kid's great. It's not
I'm going to fucking bring in a whole cast of characters. I will fucking Maury the shit out of you. I will fucking bring up a whole line of people and be like, and you will bring up anything that you want to bring up against me,
yeah.
I will sit here like Maury.
Yeah.
That was a lie. And that was a lie. And that was a lie.
Oh, I love this shit, dude.
And that was the truth. That's what I will fucking do to you.
Yeah.
I will. No. I don't even need to do that because I'm humble as fuck.
Oh, yeah. Like Kendrick?
Yeah. No, not like Kendrick. He ain't humble.
Yeah, he is.
He sat down.
That's what humble people do.
No, he doesn't.
He said, be humble, bitch. Sit down.
Huh? He said, be humble?
Bitch.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Don't you understand the Satanism right there?
Illuminati?
Be humble? Beelzebub?
Beelzebub?
Yeah.
Beelzebub, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I shouldn't say that so many times, huh?
Yeah, because what? It's going to show up.
Anyway. As they say.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What?
Yeah, what? So, you were a bad father. No, you're not.
Who's the bad father?
You are, Jack. What are the talking points? You're supposed to get to the fucking talking points.
I already went through them. This is supposed to be like a 20-minute podcast. And
just... Oh, no, you really did go through all of them, huh?
Yeah. I went through them pretty good for 20 minutes.
So
I think I consider myself a hell of a host.
So that's
thank
theatrics.
You. I let you fucking
so
ramble
you crumple
on
in the papers?
For about 20 minutes.
No, you didn't.
About 20 minutes about fucking like far right and far left and shit like that.
Was it not good?
I don't know. To
you
me,
listened
it was garbage.
It
was all just
then just say that, then you cocksucker.
Okay, look, here, I can wrap this motherfucker.
Wrap it up.
Far right is going to be like three-piece suit, fucking smells like aftershave, overly done.
That's what you think, too?
Yeah,
that's
like
stupid.
Like fucking full of shit kind of guy.
Stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Far left is going to be like fucking fat, chubby chick with the septum, you know, smelling like grease and shit like that.
Yeah.
And hanging out probably with like...
one black person, 70 fucking white people.
Yeah. Saying that, yeah, that kind of shit. Okay. Diving boards.
It's just weird because it's like...
Next subject. Diving weird. Boards. Are they offensive?
Waste of time.
No.
And at resources?
Of diving boards?
Yeah. Can we be real? How many people are diving?
Diving?
How many people are diving?
It's a thin margin. It's a symbol for
white nationalism.
For white nationalism. Yep. It's just.
I mean, for real though, how many people are fucking diving? Use a cliff like my grandpa did.
What?
My grandpa used to go cliff diving.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You don't need a fucking diving board. The fuck you gotta spend all the money for that? Fuck them.
You know how many fucking kids are not born? Are you setting this up for me? You know how many kids are not born because people went cliff diving?
So what's wrong with that?
Because you fucking get killed?
Yeah, so?
Okay.
How many people are on this planet? Do we need more motherfuckers?
Oh, you're a fucking... Thin the herd, motherfucker.
A little bit.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm...
My grandpa was good.
I don't know if
that's why he's a badass motherfucker. And he had motherfuckers like me still on his planet carrying on the blood.
Here's the one. I changed my tune on the thin the herd thing.
Why?
Because I don't believe that people need to get eradicated. I think that people need to fucking put their shit together first, and then we'll be okay. But
yeah, I believe
I
that.
Was a thin the herd motherfucker. Like, yeah, if they fucking die, then just go ahead.
No, no, no. I'm not callous. I'm not saying people should die. Because
I think if people like put their shit together, dude, they probably wouldn't fucking have any more kids.
Yeah, no, I'm not having kids. We talked about this at work today, and they thought
and
I was.
You.
They thought. Well, no,
I
no,
said
listen, listen,
people,
listen, listen,
you
listen, listen.
I'm ignorant, fat, fucking.
Oh,
stupid.
That's why I'm ignorant.
I'm just saying.
Because I'm fat and stupid. I'm ignorant.
Absolutely.
You
there has
fucking
a,
cocksucker.
Look,
you fucking elitist bitch. You
dude,
elitist skin.
Science
fucking
has shown
you skinny bitch.
There is a fat content. Equally
I'm going to shoot this fat content down your fucking throat. Shut up.
You're not.
No, you're not. Mm-mm. No, you're not. You're not going to do that.
No. Fat content equals stupidity. It's
no,
for
it
sure.
Doesn't.
Stephen Hawking just died today.
He said that shit. Get the fuck out of here.
He was so skinny, he couldn't even walk. True. He was in a wheelchair.
He was a pile of mush.
Super smart.
There was nothing
super
about it.
Smart.
He wasn't fat nor skinny.
Absolutely.
He was a pile of mush. He was a pile of mush.
Cheated on his wife.
Relentlessly. He was a pilot.
Well, okay.
He was. He had no choice.
Back.
He had no choice in being skinny nor fucking being fat. He was just a fucking like a
pile
sack
of
potatoes, a pile of mush.
A genius.
A super smart one. A super
Why do you
smart.
Even? Okay, look.
This but
is,
being
this
fat
is,
has nothing
look,
to do with
look,
your
look.
Intelligence.
Sack of potatoes. That's another food reference. Bam. Prove my point. Come on.
I'm Irish. So now you're being hateful towards Irish people.
Don't get me started on the fucking
shit.
Irish either. I'm going to wrap this motherfucker up too because we're coming up to like an hour now. This
so?
Dr. fucking.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Eh?
I'm going to fucking. Yeah, I'm going to wrap this bitch up.
Okay.
So,
wrap it up.
Any other song you would like to hear?
Rolling Stones. Wild Horses, maybe? I don't know. Sounds good. Always sounds
Rolling
good.
Rolling Stone, Sympathy for the Devil. I like this song.
Sympathy for the Devil is not a bad song.
Yeah. Can you hear it?
Nope. Yes. Oh, there it goes. There it goes, Papa.
Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. If you listen this long for fucking 1 hour.
If you listen this long, you're probably either fucking drunk or you fell asleep with your headphones on.
Again, very rusty, and hopefully I'll be doing this again.
Mm-hmm.
Feels good to get back in the saddle, and appreciate you guys, and I love you.
My podcast is better.
Yeah, and TJ's fucking house is right down the block from mine. So I will give the address down.
And I'll give you Jackson in turn.
No, no, you won't.
Oh, I definitely will.
I'm moving.
No, you're not.
Yes,
you're
I am. I bought
a house. You've been here for like 10 years. You're not moving.
It's
Jack's been on
the address right
Jack's
now.
Been on the corner of.
I'm on the corner of. Not TJ's coming over ever again.
Oh, see?
And
yep.
And TJ's stupid Boulevard. Right there.
Get ready, Facebook. I'm about to drop the address to Jack's house. You can notice him on his porch every day drinking Coors Light, smoking Marlboro Blues.
Yeah, joke's on you. I invite people that come over.
He's got a cooler you can sign.
Yeah.
That he doesn't store beer in anymore because he's not a man.
Yeah, I'm not a man.
He's
okay.
Less.
Yeah. Well, how dare you assume my gender?
He's not even a
you
woman.
Leftist, Muslim, fucking Marxist.
I assume your gender.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Okay. Should I fucking put this up a little bit?
Yeah, let's fade us out, man. Jesus Christ. For the God they made, I shouted out, who killed the Kennedys?
Woo!